quick rundown. 5 stories in 60 seconds. Stallone's still training at nearly 80 and producing new projects. Hypeland teases a Greymon-inspired Digimon coat, dropping January 26. A look back at the Stone Roses, their legacy, and the recent death of Manny. YouTube's Billion Views Club keeps growing with classic and newer videos joining the 1 billion mark. And Dino Drac announces a very limited 2025 Halloween fun pack with a recreated 1998 McDonald's Haunted Happy Meal.
Let's go. Story 1. Sylvester Stallone. The headlines say he's 79 but still living like a boxer preparing for the next round. What jumped out at you?
The image is striking. Stallone posting gym footage from his $35 million Palm Beach home, flexing and talking motivation. It's a reminder of the Rocky origin story, an underdog who never stopped fighting. But now the underdog is an octogenarian in waiting who trains every day and calls his gym a sanctuary. That discipline has been central to his brand for decades.
And beyond the workouts, he's staying active across screens. He's back in TV with Tulsa King, producing a biopic about Rocky's making called I Play Rocky, and working as an executive producer on other projects. He's using social media, millions of followers, to share both fitness and life lessons, perseverance, consistency, and the idea that ordinary people can beat long odds.
What I like about this is the whole package. Fitness routines and tattoos are the visual hook, but the through line is legacy. He's positioning himself not just as an action star, but as an inspiration figure, which helps explain why fans still care.
Exactly. Story 2. Hypeland and Digimon. They dropped a teaser image, a Greymon-inspired coat, and set the release for January 26, 2026. Streetwear meets 90s anime nostalgia.
The coat is smart. It's wearable, warm, and the Digimon references are subtle enough that non-fans can rock it, while fans will spot the Greymon cues. Hypeland's past work shows they know how to turn nostalgia into everyday style. The big question, which Digimon will come next? Centurimon, Terriermon, Alphamon? Fans are already guessing hoodies and tees.
If they keep the balance, obvious homage without full cosplay, they'll broaden the appeal. Mark your calendars for late January if you want a piece of that nostalgia meets fashion drop.
Story 3. The Stone Roses. Their debut remains one of Britain's defining albums, and the band's history is equal parts myth and mayhem. Key names: Ian Brown, John Squire, Rennie, and Maney.
Their 1989 self-titled album changed the game. Singles like Elephant Stone set a tone, and moments like the Spike Island concert, tens of thousands of fans, messy sound and all, entered legend. A band fractured in the mid-90s after Second Coming, and John Squire left in 1996. Post-breakup, everyone branched out. Squire formed the Seahorses, Ian Brown launched a strong solo career, and Manny joined Primal Scream.
The piece also notes darker chapters. A 1990 paint attack on a record shop, canceled comebacks, and Ian Brown's legal troubles in the late 90s. And importantly, Manny passed away in 2025 at 63. That's recent, and marks the end of an era for fans who grew up with those basslines.
Their influence is massive. Oasis and The Verve have cited them, and their debut keeps showing up on greatest album lists. The Roses' story is as much about cultural impact as it is about music.
Story 4. YouTube's Billion Views Club. Over 300 music videos have crossed the 1 billion mark, and the list keeps growing. YouTube serves more than 2 billion monthly music users and represents a huge slice of global watch time.
Some figures are staggering. Despacito and Shape of You clock billions. Psy's Gangnam Style broke the mold by proving global virality was possible for non-English songs. And longtime classics like Bohemian Rhapsody and November Rain joined the Billion View Club later as streaming grew. Even older videos from the pre-YouTube era have found new audiences and crossed thresholds in the streaming era.
The data side matters too. Platform payouts and how streams compare across services. YouTube Music sits in the same ecosystem that's reshaped how we discover and value music, and the Billion Views Club is one visible metric of songs that built cultural staying power.
Final story. Dino Drac's 2025 Halloween Fun Pack. This is the 12th annual box, and it's loaded. a recreated 1998 McDonald's Haunted Happy Meal with sealed character toy, Nerds Mini Box, gummy fries, scratch and sniff caramel apple stickers, a Nightmare Before Christmas blind box, Monstros cards, mini posters, an exclusive essay, and vintage Spooky World ticket. All for $25 shipped in the US, but only a very limited number for non-subscribers.
Subscribers boxes are already out. Non-subscriber packs ship October 22. It's that perfect niche nostalgia drop, themed, affordable, and designed to make collectors smile. If you're on the fence and want that 90s vibe, act fast when they open the last few slots.
Wrap up. Big personalities, big nostalgia, and a reminder that culture keeps recycling and rewarding the things we love. Whether it's a wrestler turned action star, still training in his 70s, a Digimon jacket for grown-up fans, or a box of Halloween memories, which story are you taking home today?
If you want the full daily episode with interviews, listener mail, and bonus picks, subscribe to the podcast feed and follow us on social. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines and deeper takes.
Thanks for listening. I'm host B.
And I'm host A. Stay curious.